الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
فضل الله عز وجل, we answer yesterday about حصرة الخضر, and we proved yesterday he's alive or dead, and we cleared it, alhamdulillah. And this class already in our website, if you need to review it, about the story of Al-Khidr alayhi salam, and we cleared it, alhamdulillah, together with brother Abdul Rashid, inshallah ta'ala. So as you know, a lot of people, they have a different idea of Hadrat Isa alayhi salam. And the question which we ask before the Salah is, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, what's his condition? Because we have a different, even from the scholar of Islam, they have a different interpretation. Some of them, they said he died and Allah resurrected back in the end of the life. We believe that, alhamdulillah. Some of the scholars, they said no, he's still alive in the Jannah for a certain time, then Allah, he will send him back. Some of the other scholars, they said no, he is asleep when Allah took him and elevated him or erased him up, erased him with the sleeping, and he's with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this condition until he sent him back, inshallah. Where we are from this, we receive these questions from some of your brothers through our website, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and also some of the non-Muslim, we submit this material for them and put a lot of arguments between us and them, inshallah ta'ala. We work out with them, inshallah. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us, inshallah ta'ala, to give them the right da'wah in order to bring them to the Islam. But it was a material interested, very interesting for them, inshallah ta'ala. Where we are from this, inshallah, brother Abdul Rashid, he will tell us our answer through the website also, we say, to send it, inshallah ta'ala. And then if you have any comment or any questions, you can tell us, inshallah ta'ala. Brother Abdul Rashid.
I believe that your question is in reference to Prophet Isa, Jesus, alayhi wasalam. If it is, then Allah says in the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nisa, 4:157, and because of their say in boast, we killed Messiah Isa, Jesus, son of Maryam, the messenger of Allah, but they killed him not, nor crucified him. But the resemblance of Isa was put over another man, and they killed that man. And those who differ therein are full of doubts. They have no certain knowledge. They follow nothing but conjecture. For surely they killed him not.
Okay, hold a second in this, inshallah ta'ala. As you know, in Surah An-Nisa, Allah says clearly, yeah, in Surah An-Nisa, in the ayah number 157, ayah number 157, the surah, the woman, number 4. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said exactly the translation which brother Abu Rashid, he read it for us, inshallah, alhamdulillah. وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لشك منه ما لهم لشك لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. So this translation is show us the idea from the beginning about the idea of Jesus, the son of Mary, alayhi salam, wa ala nabiyyina, afdal salatu wa salam. So when they said we killed him, who said we killed him?
Jesus.
The Jews. Even Allah here, even openly, they said clearly, yes, we killed him. They don't even respect the other. They know this country, the majority or the main religion in this country is Christianity. But openly, they said, yes, we killed him. We are so proud to kill them because they did not believe Jesus, who came from more than 2,000 years ago. They did not believe him. They still believe Jesus will come, and for us they waiting for who? Al-Masih al-Dajjal. They waiting for the Dajjal. But Isa ibn Maryam, alhamdulillah, Allah send him. And alhamdulillah, because we are a Muslim, we believed him that he came. And Allah tabaraka ta'ala send the Injil with him. And he send it to the children of Israel. And alhamdulillah, until a time when they cooperated with the enemy, the Roman, to kill Jesus alayhi salam. But what happened that night? We need to go to move to the second step now. They made a plan to kill him or to crucify him. And Allah answered us in Surah An-Nisa, they killed him not. They did not even crucify him. But it was somebody looks like him that night. What happened in this night? Let us see, Brother Abu Rashid, to continue.
When they came to Isa to kill him, they found a man who Allah had made to look like him. They thought that it was him, so they took that person and crucified him instead. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casted him, alayhi salatu wasalam, with touch of sleep and raised him up.
Say it again.
After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casted him, alayhi salatu wasalam, with touch of sleep and raised him up to the heavens. Some of his companions who were there at the house with him saw him ascending to heavens through the ceiling of his house.
So he was with him that night, some of his students, because they came to warn him. The people outside, they cooperated against you to go and kill you. So they came and to tell the Prophet Isa alayhi salam. So right away, Sayyidina Isa, what did he say? Who's amongst you to carry my looking, or to be that Allah to make him looks like me, and he will have the Jannah? Who's amongst you first? He did not leave an option amongst the student of him. So he told them, who's amongst you voluntarily to look like me? And then Allah tabaraka ta'ala will cast or print in his face my looking. So one of them, he said, قَالَ أَنَا يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ I am messenger. He did not say him, tell him, oh God or anything. He said, I messenger of Allah. Because they believe all his students that time, they know he is a prophet of Allah. He is just a messenger. He is a servant of Allah. They did not commit shirk at all, that his student around him. So voluntarily, one of his students offered himself voluntarily, yes. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah bring to in his face the looking of Isa alayhi salam. So when Allah, there in the front of his student, Allah elevated him in the front of his student through the ceiling of his house. They saw him raised up to the heaven, and they saw this witness. Alhamdulillah, complete Ar-Rashid.
That's what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Imran, Ayah 3, verses 55. And remember when Allah said, O Isa, I will take you and raise you to myself and clear you of the forged statement that Isa is Allah's son of those who disbelieve. And I will take those who follow you, monotheists, superior to those who disbelieve.
Right.
Finally, Allah said in Surah Al-Imran 3:55.
Surah Al-Imran. We will say the ayah, and then we'll go for the translation, inshallah ta'ala. When Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 55, is قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ ورافعك إلي ومطهرك من الذين كفروا وجاعل الذين اتبعوك فوق الذين كفروا إلى يوم القيامة. Translation. Say, O Isa again.
O Isa, I will take you and raise you to myself and clear you of the false statement that Isa is Allah's son of those who disbelieve, and I will take those who follow you superior to those who disbelieve.
Right. Complete.
Okay.
Finally.
Okay. Finally, Allah said in Surah Al-Imran, he said that, inni mutawfiqa.
متوفيك ورافعك إلي. Okay, the same thing. Go ahead.
Oh, Isa, I will take you and read out. There are different tafsirs of this ayah. One, Kathara and others. It means later I will take you. Two, Wah ibn Munbih. Allah took him, casting him with sleeping for 3 hours. When he subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him up and never being back to life, land as the Christians believe. 3. Ibn Jarir. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been raised up to heavens, not with death, but death of sleeping.
But what again?
But death of sleeping.
Where?
The majority of ulama, death here is sleeping, as Allah said in Surah Al-An'am. 660. It is He who takes your souls by night when you are asleep. And also in Surah Al-Zumar, 39:42. It is Allah who takes away the souls at the time of their death, and those who die not during their sleep. Additionally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he woke up from his sleep, he said, Alhamdulillah, who gives us life after being dead in our sleep. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, indeed, Isa didn't die, and Allah will return him back to you just before the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, Hazrat Isa has not died yet, but he is with his Lord until he is sent back down to the land, just before the day of resurrection. Some of the people of scriptures will believe in him, but those who will not believe will be under jizya, taxes. This is because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will not accept any other religion except Islam. Allah knows best.
So, the fact and conclusion before you leave. Allah said in Surah Al-Zumur, Surah Al-Zumur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah number 39 and Ayah number 42, Surah Al-Zumur, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtaha, wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى. So every night when you put, you lay down, you die. Every single night, what is the difference between sleeping and death? Same thing. Where are you going in the night? Where are you going in the night? Where are you going in the night, Sheikh Ali? We do. It is the same thing like death. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم قال النوم أخو الموت. Sleeping is a brother of death. Same thing. But Allah تبارك وتعالى, as Allah said in Surah Az-Zumur again, it is Allah who takes away the soul at the time of their death. So the difference, at the time of death Allah take it and never release it again. Never. Those whom Allah tabarak wa ta'ala written for them to die, not to come back to this life. So every, and then after that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, and those who die not during their sleeping. So in every single night when you sleep, or you sleeping in the daytime, in general when you sleep, Allah take your soul, hold it. But because this is not the time you die, actually you die also, but because this is not the time to make the final, to make the death final, Allah release your soul inside your body and then you wake up. Subhanallah. So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his dua, every time in the morning when he wake up, he said Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana بعد أن أماتنا. الحمد لله, who give us life after what? Death. After what? Death. All of us, we need to learn this dua in the morning. You have to thank Allah because Allah release your soul to be in your body and said Alhamdulillah, who give us life after death. That means you die and you wake up. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Therefore, the case of Jesus alayhi salam, clearly without any confusion, he did not die. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cast him over him who is sleeping. He raised him up. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the miracles. We cannot leave our mind to think in a fabrication or anyone to play with this story. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the story from the Prophet Allah cast him with a sleeping and he took him to the heaven. And he's with him with his Lord. He did not die yet. And we don't know actually the detail of his condition, where he is. But as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he visited Mi'raj, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him in heaven number what? Heaven number two. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Isa alayhi salam in the heaven number two. Somebody was with him at the same level. Sayyidina Yahya. And both of them, you know, they are relative. He saw them, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, when he saw the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala as-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. He gives salam to who? To our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked Jibreel, who is this? He said that haza Isa ibn Maryam. This is Jesus, the son of Mary. Son of Mary. And also the other one, Sayyidina Yahya, also give salam to the Prophet, as-salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. And they testify he is the Nabi of Allah tabaraka ta'ala and Khatam al-Mursaleen. He is the last of the Prophet and Messenger. The Prophet asked about him, he said that's Yahya alayhi salam. You know Yahya, what happened to him?
Yeah, no.
Yahya, as you know, also the children of Israel, they killed him. Yeah. They slaughtered him, they separated his head from his body. A woman, when she saw Yahya, he was a very handsome. And also, Sayyidina Isa, very, very handsome. But when the woman from the children of Israel saw Yahya, she looked at him. And she wanted him. She was a queen, like a queen in the children of Israel. She brought the order to her soldier to bring him to her. When she saw him and she offered herself to him and refused, he said, A'udhu billah. من الشيطان الرجيم and he seek refuge with Allah تبارك وتعالى to protect him from him. So what? She told him a condition: if you're not gonna give me my need, you will be killed. And he refused, of course. She brought the order to her soldier. They went to him عليه السلام and they slaughtered him and separated his head and they put his head in the golden tray and they offer it to the queen because he refused to give her need alayhi salam wa ala nabiyyina afdal as-salatu was salam. So both of them are in the level number two. Isa ibn Maryam Yahya has been died, no doubt, but Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam is still in the Jannah after Allah raised him up with a sleeping for a certain time. How is his condition? How is he live? How is so and so? This is with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Nobody knows the detailed condition, but for sure, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will send him down. And the Prophet, he said a beautiful statement about him. He will come when he will be descended down. He will descend it at the east side of Damascus. Damascus in Syria. Damascus in Syria. He will, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give a detail about when he will be sent down. He said, يَقْتُرْ وَجْهَهُ بِقَطَرَاتٍ مِنْ عَرَقَ اللُّؤْلُؤِ. He will come and he describe Isa ibn Maryam. He has a beautiful silky hair, long hair. And when he will be sent down, so he sweat a lot, all his face full of by sweat. And the Prophet ﷺ, his sweat, he looks like a diamond. And when he will be sent down, at the time, the salah and the azan, call it, or the iqama, call it for the salah. Then the imam that time, when he saw Isa, and it's known to us, yes, he will be sent down to the east column of Damascus. There is a column to guide the ship over there. How do you call it, the sheikh? Al-Manara, the one which guide the ships. How do you call it?
Lighthouse.
He will come in the east side there, and he will come while the salah has been established. Will be established. And the imam for that salah, for that time, he said, "Taqaddam ya Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, proceed to lead the salah." فأدب the great manner of Isa ibn Maryam. قال ما بعثت إماما ولكن بعثت مأموما. Allah sent me as a مأموم, not as an imam, because the imam of all mankind is who? He came to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why, according to this statement, after that, after he finished, he will pray Salatul Islam, because he pray behind this imam. And some of the scholars, they say that is al-Mahdi alayhi salam, wallahu a'lam. But this is the most righteous man who will lead the salah, and Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam wa ala ummi salam, he will follow the salah and pray like a Muslim. Then after the salah, what did he do? He will spread the Islam, and he said a condition. Those who doesn't accept the Islam must pay what? Jizya, the taxes. Taxes, if you know it, actually to be saved, you have to pay the taxes. But a lot of the children of the scripture will follow him, and a lot of the Jew, they will deny him because they waited for the false Messiah, Al-Masih al-Dajjal. But Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he will come back and rule in the land for 4 years. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 40 years. And this will be the best time ever. Even in his time, Allah bless everything. And the Prophet, one of it, he said, حتى يستظل الناس بظل pomegranate. How do you call الرمانة? So you know the skin of the pomegranate? This skin of the pomegranate, it will be like an umbrella. People will take it like an umbrella. Group of people, they will take it as an umbrella. Then you find that mean, you find the pomegranate, they are very, very large. Even the kids, they will play with the snakes in the streets. Everything will be peacefully. All the wild animals will be peacefully. Allah will bless all the crops, the trees, the food in the time of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. And until subhanallah, he met al-Dajjal. And the Dajjal, when he hear the name of Isa ibn Maryam, he will be killed. His body, the Dajjal, will be falling down as a sand. When he saw Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, but Sayyidina Isa will have a problem with who? Ya'juj and Ma'juj. He will take all the believers the time and escape to the mountain to pray to Allah to defeat and kill all Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And Allah accepted the dua from Isa ibn Maryam to defeat them. So all of them, they have like a worm in their neck. It will finish and eat all their body, because they came and he said, we finish everything in the land. They kill everything, even the trees, even the crops, even the drink is the water. The time which be in Palestine, they drink it. And in the end they said, we finish the people in the land, let's we be finish the people in the heaven. That's mean Allah and the angel. And when they said that, decision came from Allah to cause them with a worm in their neck and will eat all of them, so their body will be fallen and the whole earth would be full of their body, and the whole earth would be smelling very bad, until Allah send a special bird, their neck looks like a camel, to snatch or taking all their body and throw it to a different place. Allah prepare it for them, and then Allah tabaraka ta'ala will send a rain to clean all the land from the bad smelling, and the land will be like a mirror, and everything will be blessing in the land. And then that after time, Allah send a special wind to take the believer from under their arm. So the believer that time who believe Isa, Allah will send a special wind to take their souls from under their arm. And then that time, Isa ibn Maryam, he will die, as everybody will die. Nobody, Sheikh Ali, will be remain in the land. Even Isa ibn Maryam, he will die, inshallah ta'ala, as everyone will die. Even the angel will die one by one in front of Allah. And then, alayha taqumu as-sa'a, Allah will say a word, liman al-mulku al-yawm, liman al-mulku al-yawm,
lillahi al-wahid al-qahar.
Who is everything belong to who? Lillahi al-wahid al-qahar. and then the day of the judgment will come. Ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to give us a good end for that. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless all of you and increase all our knowledge. JazakumAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.